And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
People you love will turn their backs on you. You'll lose your hair, your teeth. Your knife will fall out of its sheath. But you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie. People you hate will get their hooks into you. They'll pull you down, you'll frown. They'll tar you and drag you through town. But you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie. No, you still don't like to leave before the end of the show.
Show starts, let's enjoy an intermission. You'll find our snack bar chock full of good things to eat and drink. Tasty, tempting hot dogs, thirst-quenching soft drinks, fresh, crunchy popcorn, a complete assortment of delicious candy, and a full line of cigarettes.
They're getting closer.
Oh yeah? Watch this.
Watch what?
All right, here we go, everybody. It's Watch This with Chris Earle. Here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Next week is the Christmas show, though. Myself and Derek Gary will be battling it out. Who has the best music for Christmas? I believe it's battle number 8. I've won them all, knock on wood. He keeps asking me to do it. I keep coming back. We got some good stuff, though, for next week. Anyway, this week I got 5 flicks for you. It's Gone with the Wind, Best Years of Our Lives, The Fisher King, City of God, and Tomorrowland. Got the soundtracks for them. I got a whole bunch of knowledge about them. 5 of my favorite flicks. Plus, we'll do a little box office if we got time. And maybe some other little tips and tricks here. It's Watch This with Chris Earle. First movie is Gone with the Wind from 1939. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station.
with the Wind has captured the imagination and acclaim an entire world. The screen has never known a love story to compare with this, when Rhett Butler meets Scarlett O'Hara.
I love you more than I've ever loved any woman. And I've waited longer for you than I've ever waited for any woman.
Scarlett, kiss me. Kiss me.
You don't love me.
No, I don't love you.
It's a lie.
Well, even if it is a lie, do you think I'd go off and leave Melanie and the baby?
A love affair you'll remember as long as you live. Filled with all the fire and fury of the times in which it happened.
You can't understand anything else. And you're jealous of something you can't understand.
It's not that easy, Scarlett. You turned me out while you chased Ashley Wilkes, while you dreamed of Ashley Wilkes. This is one night you're not turning me out.
Gone with the Wind. First picture to win 10 Academy Awards. The most honored, the most talked about motion picture in all film history.
First movie of the five flicks today is Gone with the Wind from 1939, directed by Victor Fleming, who also directed The Wizard of Oz that exact same year, 1939. Great year for movies. Some consider it one of the best, if not the best year for movies. It was produced by David O. Selznick, who was a big-time producer. Screenplay was by Sidney Howard, is based on Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell. It stars Clark Gable, Vivien Leigh, Leslie Howard, Olivia de Havilland. Music was by a guy named Max Steiner, which we're listening to in the background now, the Gone with the Wind suite. Production companies Selznick International as well as MGM, distributed by Lowe's. Running time with the overture, intermission, entr'acte, and exit music, 238 minutes. The movie itself, 221 minutes. But back then they did things called the road show, where it was an evening at the movies. You'd go in, they'd have special music for the overture, intermission, and so forth, which we're listening to in the background. Budget was $3.85 million, and its re-releases over the years, it made upwards of $390 million. It's been placed in preservation in the National Film Registry. A lot of people consider this one of the best movies, if not the best movie of all time. For those of you who don't know it, it concerns a roguish man and a manipulative woman who have a turbulent romance during the American Civil War and the Reconstruction periods. So it covers that time. It's got a 8.2 out of 10 on IMDb. It's rated 161 out of the top rated movies, which I think is a little low for IMDb. But then again, I bet you a lot of people have not seen this movie who are voting on IMDb. It's considered a drama, it's a history film, as well as a romance. It's got a little bit of everything. It's really, really a great, great film. It's very sweeping, it's beautiful to watch. It's got a great story, and it resonates with everyone. There's a little bit of something in here for everyone. So let's listen to the Sweet a little bit, and I'll tell you a little bit more about Gone with the Wind in a moment. Max Steiner in the background with his score from Gone with the Wind. It's Watch This with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m.
want to marry me?
I'm going to marry Melanie.
But you can't, not if you care for me.
Oh, my dear, why must you make me say things that will hurt you? How can I make you understand? You're so young and unthinking, you don't know what marriage means.
I know I love you and I want to be your wife. You don't love Melanie.
She's like me, Scarlett. She's part of my blood and we understand each other.
But you love me.
How could I help loving you? You who have all the passion for life that I lack. But that kind of love isn't enough to make a successful marriage for two people who are as different as we are.
Why don't you say it, you coward? You're afraid to marry me. You'd rather live with that silly little fool who can't open her mouth except say yes, no, and raise a parcel of mealy-mouthed brats just like her.
You mustn't say things like that about Melanie.
Who are you to tell me I mustn't? You led me on. You made me believe you wanted to marry me.
Now, Scarlett, be fair. I never at any time...
You did. It's true, you did. I hate you till I die. I can't think of anything bad enough to call you.
Has the war started?
Sir, you should have made your presence known.
In the middle of that beautiful love scene? That wouldn't have been very tactful, would it? But don't worry. Your secret is safe with me.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
Oh.
But don't think that I hold that against you. Ladies have never held any charm for me.
First you take a low, common advantage of me, then you insult me.
I meant it as a compliment. And I hope to see more of you when you're free of the spell of the elegant Mr. Wilkes. He doesn't strike me as half good enough for a girl of your... what was it? Your passion for living?
How dare you! You aren't fit to wipe his boot!
And you were going to hate him for the rest of your life.
I really can't go on accepting these gifts, though you are awfully kind.
I'm not kind. I'm just tempting you. I never give anything without expecting something in return. I always get paid.
If you think I'll marry you, just pay for the bonnet. I won't.
Don't flatter yourself. I'm not a marrying man.
Well, I won't kiss you for it either.
Open your eyes and look at me. No, I don't think I will kiss you. Although you need kissing badly. That's what's wrong with you. You should be kissed and often, and by someone who knows how.
Oh, and I suppose you think you're the proper person.
I might be, if the right moment ever came.
You're a conceited, black-hearted, vomit-ridden butler. I don't know why I let you come and see me.
I'll tell you why, Scarlett. Because I'm the only man over 16 and under 60 who's around to show you a good time.
All right, so Flick One is the epic, one of the longest movies ever made, but still one of the best. It's Gone with the Wind. Check it out. It's from 1939 if you haven't seen it before. It's beautiful, and it's got a little love triangle or two going in it. It's got some sweeping music. There's a lot of money that was spent on it, a lot of extras. Can't tell you a whole lot more about it. I could, but we've got four other flicks to do today. Check it out. It was the first color film to win the Academy Award for Best Picture. Hattie McDaniel became the first African-American to be nominated for and then win an Academy Award. Unfortunately, she was segregated in the crowd. It upset Clark Gable so much that he threatened to boycott the premiere unless she could attend. And then he relented afterwards when she convinced him to go. Nearly 4 hours long, longest running of all the motion pictures to win the Academy Award for Best Picture. It was up for 13 nominations. It ended up winning 10. It won 8 and then 2 technical awards. One was for a technical achievement and another one for use of color to bring emotion. Color was new at the time, so... Barbara O'Neill was 28 when she appeared as Ellen O'Hara, Scarlett's mother. Vivien Leigh was 25 when she appeared as Scarlett, who's only 16 at the beginning of the film. It sweeps over a number of years, again during Civil War and the Reconstruction period. There's been some criticism about a possible date rape scene in the movie. Well, they're married, but then he says you're going to get what's coming to her, and the next moment she's like, oh boy, that was great. And people criticize that. And then, of course, the use of African Americans in the film. The movie was made in 1939, people. It's about the Civil War and slavery. We gotta talk about it, you know. Can't have Denzel in every movie, you know. Anyway, Margaret Mitchell personally approved of Vivien Leigh's interpretation of Scarlett. Over 240 actresses were met before they decided on Vivien Leigh for Scarlett. And Clark Gable, they had to wait 2 years for him to make the movie. So it was big news back then. They were making this movie, and they waited a long time to put it into production for a number of different reasons. If box office receipts were adjusted for inflation, it's the top grossing movie of all time. After that would be Star Wars, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. The total gross in 2012 for Gone with the Wind would be over $4 billion. $4.5 billion. So this was a big deal, everybody. And it's still a big deal. Everybody should see this. Everybody who loves film should see Gone with the Wind. It ranks fourth as of 2017 in Academy Awards for most nominated films with 13 nominations. And of course, you can always check out the Wikipedia. You can go to the IMDb and check out some more information. But you got 4 hours to spare. Grab yourself a pizza or make something. Make something nice. Some chicken and potatoes and some beans. Some corn. Sit down and watch Gone with the Wind with someone you care about. Or somebody you don't care about. And then just make out with them afterwards. People do that too. Anyway, it's 527 here in Medford, Massachusetts. We're going to move on to flick number two. Gone with the Wind. One of my favorites of all time. 10 out of 10 is Chris Earle's score on IMDb for Gone with the Wind. Check it out. On to flick number two. The Best Years of Our Lives from 1946 here on Watch This with Chris Earle. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. It's a movie show, everybody. It's about the movies. The movies.
Personalities who bring a memorable experience to glowing life. Samuel Goldwyn's masterpiece. The screenplay was written by Robert E. Sherwood, Pulitzer Prize winning playwright of Petrified Forest and Idiot's Delight. From this, William Wyler, who won the Academy Award for his direction of Mrs. Miniver, wove a pattern of motion picture magic. With Myrna Loy and Frederick March living through the heartwarming second bloom of love. Dana Andrews and Teresa Wright feeling the breathtaking thrill of love at first sight. Hoagy Carmichael spreading his own brand of stardust. all of them together, giving all of us the best years of our lives.
We're on to flick number two here out of the five flicks today. Playing the soundtracks for them, giving you a little bit of commentary, a little background on each of them. They're five of my favorites. Best Years of Our Lives, produced by Samuel Goldwyn, starring Myrna Loy, Dana Andrews, Frederick March. William Wyler was the director. Virginia Mayo is also in it, as well as Teresa Wright. Three World War II veterans return home to small-town America to discover that they and their families have been irreparably changed. It's a great, great movie. One of my favorites. 10 out of 10 for Chris. It's rated, it's got a rating of 8.1 out of 10 on IMDb. It's still in the top 250. It won 7 Oscars and had another 14 wins and 2 nominations in the other awards periods. It was a winner for Best Picture, Best Actor in a Leading Role for Frederick March, Best Actor in a Supporting Role for Harold Russell, who was disabled at the time. He was a he actually had lost both of his hands. He was training paratroopers, and was during a training exercise, some TNT he was using exploded, and he lost both of his hands. So he has hook hands in the movie, and he goes out of his way to basically not be patronized by anyone. He wants to do his own thing, and he's worried about, you know, how his family's gonna, especially how his sweetheart is going to welcome him home with the with these missing hands, as well as his family. But he learns how to, you know, smoke cigarettes and light matches, and basically the Navy trains him how to do this in the film. He died in Needham, Massachusetts in 2002 at the age of 88, but he was the first disabled actor to win an Academy Award, and it was really one of the first films about disabilities as well as mental health. And I consider it one of my favorite movies of all time. It's just so well done. It's about all of us. It's about everybody. And just the fact that you have one person that affects so many different people, but we're all in this together, everybody. The Best Years of Our Lives. Best Director, William Wyler. Best Writing for Robert E. Sherwood. Best Film Editing for Daniel Mandel. Best Music of Scoring of a Dramatic or Comedy Picture by Hugo Friedhofer, which we're listening to in the background. And also it was a nominee for Best Sound in Recording. And it won the Golden Globes for Best Picture. And a special award for Harold Russell for Best Non-Professional Acting. This guy was not an actor. He had only been in one thing previously. And he ended up winning an Academy Award on his first run. So future stars out there, you still got time. You can go in and dazzle everybody. In one film, it's all you need. Anyway, he ended up having a little bit of a career after that, too. But Myrna Loy's in it, Frederick March, Dana Andrews, Teresa Wright, Virginia Mayo. They're all fantastic. And Hoagie Carmichael shows up in it as well. If you like this movie, there's a whole bunch of other ones. Mrs. Miniver, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Grapes of Wrath. Also Gone with the Wind, I should mention again. Rebecca Diabolique. All Vaulty's Falcon, All About Eve. These great flicks from the 40s and 50s. But today, Best Years of Our Lives, we'll do a little bit of the soundtrack here. Again, three World War II veterans return home to small town America and discover that they and their families have been changed forever by the war. It says a lot about mental health disability, a lot about family life, based on the novella Glory for Me. What's interesting is all the crew members were all servicemen. They went out of their way to make sure that all the crew members were servicemen. The budget was $2.1 million, and the box office was $23.7 million. It is a bit of a longer movie as well, 172 minutes, distributed by RKO Pictures. Samuel Goldwyn produced it. And check it out. It's great. Anyway, we'll listen to a little bit more of the music from The Best Years of Our Lives. We'll be back in a moment. It's Watch This with Chris Earle here on WMFO in Medford.
I've seen advertisements about this one, Night of Bliss. Is it all that they say it is?
Well, just what do they say it is? Haunting, provocative, languorous? Oh, yes, I'm sure it's all of those.
Dexter!
I don't play with those toys, please, Bud.
My name ain't Bud.
Dexter, you stop that, do you hear?
I just wanted to see how it works.
Sorry. You heard what Mommy said. Oh, seduction. How much is that?
Oh, this is, quite expensive. It's $16.50, but it's a nice size. You see what I mean? But it's a good, safe bet.
Just what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean it's, it's a perfume that fits any mood.
Oh. All right, I'll take it.
Very good, madam.
Mommy, Mommy, look! Bam! Shut it down! Shut it down, please!
I'm very sorry. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Thank you very much. I'll be with you in just a moment, ma'am. Do take this, please. This young lady will have your package and your change in just a moment. Thank you very much, and come in again.
Thank you.
Yes, madam?
You were wonderful.
I wanted a smackin'. It's against the rules here to chat with customers, unless it's a sale.
Oh, all right, I'll buy something. What's this?
Youth Recaptured. That's a complexion cream. But you don't need any of that phony stuff. Well, that's Vanishing Cream. This is a vanishing cream remover. I'll tell you how you can save some money. If you don't put that on, then you don't need this to take that off. How about some lotion? Here's one at $2.98. And you'd be overcharged at half the price.
So just one or two more things about The Best Years of Our Lives while it plays in the background. The score plays in the background. Hugo Friedhofer's Oscar-winning score. The director himself, William Wyler, didn't like the score for this movie, but a lot of people consider it one of the best of all time because it captured so much joy as well as this somber depression and this feeling of loss. Again, The first movie that really talked about servicemen living with PTSD and their families and how they dealt with things after the war and going back into regular society, doing regular jobs such as that at the drugstore there. William Wyler wanted basically, other than his stars, he wanted everybody in the background to have no training whatsoever, so he hired a whole bunch of servicemen to be extras in the film, as well as to work on the film in a crew setting. Homer Parrish was the name of Harold Russell's role was Homer Parrish. He's the only actor to win two Academy Awards for the same role. The Academy Board of Governors thought it was a long shot to win Best Supporting, so they gave him an honorary award for bringing hope and courage to fellow veterans through his appearance. And later that ceremony, he won for Best Supporting Actor. So he got two awards for the same role. Never happened again. Good for him. It's pretty awesome. You gotta check out this flick. Myrna Loy, of course, receives top billing as she was the most successful female at the time. She was in The Thin Man, of course, and Best Years of Our Lives, After The Thin Man, all the Thin Man movies. If you've ever seen any of those, they're great. It's a husband and wife team that are detectives. And it has a lot of drinking in it and a lot of fun. Up until this film, Gone with the Wind was the biggest box office success. So 7 years later, 1946, Best Years of Our Lives was the biggest box office success and considered the most popular movie of all time right after Gone with the Wind. This is one of Francis Ford Coppola's favorite films, who directed The Godfather, of course. And the cast included four Oscar winners, which are Frederick March, Teresa Wright, Hoagie Carmichael, and Harold Russell, and one Oscar nominee, which was Blake Edwards. Most inspiring movies of all time, considered number 11 on American Film Institute's 100 Most Inspiring Movies of All Time. It's just kind of a roller coaster of emotion in this. And, of course, it was put in the National Film Registry in 1989, the first year of inductions, for being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. Some Best Years of Our Lives from 1946. Let's move on to flick number three. Check out Best Years of Our Lives. Drama, romance, war movie. Says a lot about our veterans, and it's basically a love letter to them. And one of the best movies of all time, in my opinion. Let's watch this with Chris Earle here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Going to play you a quick PSA, and we're on to flick number three, which is The Fisher King.
There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Okay, Jack, we're on the air in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, it's Monday morning, and I'm Jack Lucas.
I've got the power!
In the world of talk radio, Jack Lucas was king.
Look, I said I want an offer, they can forget it.
To stay on top, he did whatever he had to.
Forgive me!
But one day, Jack went too far.
It was Mr. Lucas's offhand remark that seemed to have fatal impact on Mr. Melnick.
No matter what I have, it feels like I have nothing.
Yo, what's going on?
And just when he was about to give up on his own life, he stumbled into Perry's.
Unhand that degenerate and remove your presence!
I like New York in June. How about you?
You know who I am?
A hood ornament.
No. I'm a knight on a special quest.
A quest?
And I need help.
You're out of your mind! Yes!
Now, Jack has to do something he's never done before.
Isn't she a vision? I'm deeply smitten.
Help someone else.
I thought that if I could get him this girl that he loves, things would change for me.
Let's do it! Right here! Let's go to that place of splendor in the grand!
And this is Perry? Perry?
Perry Perry?
No, it is Perry.
Oh, like Moses.
I think they live for each other. Scary, but true.
Sometimes, to find yourself...
I'm the janitor of God. I find some pretty wonderful things in the trash.
You have to risk it all.
Bingo!
I'm not doing that.
Robin Williams, Jeff Bridges, The Fisher King.
I love this guy!
You hug me in public again. Oh, okay.
Jack, we're on the air in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, it's Monday morning, and I'm Jack Lucas.
I've got the power!
In the world of talk radio, Jack Lucas was king.
Look, I said I want an offer, they can forget it.
To stay on top, he did whatever he had to.
Forgive me!
But one day, Jack went too far.
It was Mr. Lucas's offhand remark that seemed to have fatal impact on Mr. Melnick.
No matter what I have, it feels like I have nothing.
Yo, what's going on?
And just when he was about to give up on his own life, he stumbled into Perry's.
Unhand that degenerate and remove your present!
I like New York in June. How about you?
You know who I am?
A hood ornament.
No. I'm a knight.
Hey, it's Monday morning and I'm Jack Lucas.
This is about my husband.
Yes.
Well, he drives me crazy. I'll be talking, and he'll never let me finish a sentence.
He's always finishing your thoughts. That's awful.
It absolutely drives...
It drives you crazy, doesn't it? He's a scoundrel.
Jack, you've... Hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, somebody ought to hit you on the head.
I'm sorry, so sorry, that I was such a fool. I didn't know love could be so cruel. Oh, yes.
3. Today is The Fisher King from 1991, American comedy drama film written by Richard LaGravenese and directed by Terry Gilliam of Monty Python fame. I consider it my favorite Terry Gilliam film. It stars Robin Williams and Jeff Bridges, of course, with Mercedes Rule, who won an Oscar, Amanda Plummer, who was nominated, I believe, for an Oscar, and Michael Jeter in supporting roles. The film tells a story of a radio shock jock, similar to a Howard Stern, who tries to find redemption by helping a man whose life he inadvertently shattered. He mentions to a radio listener that yuppies should all be destroyed, and the radio listener takes that to heart and goes in and shoots Robin Williams' wife right in front of him. And then 3 years later, it picks up where the shock jock has dropped from the top of his high tower all the way down to the video stop down below. And he has a new girlfriend who's basically taking care of him in every single way possible. And then he ends up meeting Robin Williams, or Perry. Jack Lucas is Jeff Bridges in this, and he is absolutely fantastic.
Hello, Jack. It's Edwin.
Oh, it's Edwin. Edwin, we haven't heard from you in what, a day? I've missed you.
I've missed you too, Jack.
So it's sunrise confession time, Ed. What have you got for us?
I went to this bar, this very, hard to get into place called Babbitt's.
Oh, yeah, I know the place. It's one of those chic, yuppie watering holes.
Well, I met this beautiful woman.
Oh, come on now, Ed. If you start telling me you're falling in love again, I'm going to have to remind you of that time we made you propose to that checkout girl at Thrifty's that you like so much. Do you remember her reaction?
She was just a girl. This is a beautiful woman.
Yeah, and Pinocchio is a true story. Ed, you're never going to get this tart to your dessert plate.
No, this is different.
Edwin.
She likes
Edwin. Hey! Edwin! Hey, come on now. I told you about these people. They only mate with their own kind. It's called yuppie inbreeding. That's why so many of them are retarded and wear the same clothes. They're not human. They don't feel love. They only negotiate love moments. They're evil, Edwin. They're repulsed by imperfection, horrified by the banal, everything that America stands for, everything that you and I fight for. They must be stopped before it's too late. It's us or them.
Okay, Jack.
All right.
When you clock the human race with the stopwatch of history, it's a new record every time.
Вот что компьютеров персональный спутник.
We'll listen to a little bit of the soundtrack to The Fisher King. I'll be back in a moment. Tell you a little bit more. It's Watch This with Chris Earle. 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
People can feel proud about a brother who speaks out real loud.